Today we are already into the season of Advent. And on this particular day, December the 2nd, is observed the feast of a wonderful saint of the early church. In fact, she died in 363, it says here. I don't think that's true. I think she died earlier. And first of all, her mother and father were martyred atrociously, and they were from the nobility. They were main characters in the government of the city of Rome and the empire. And then her sister and she were arrested, and they were threatened in all kinds of ways. Of course, we oftentimes are threatened in all kinds of ways, too. And her sister, whose name escapes me right now, but you can look it up for yourselves, was so afraid that she just died of a heart attack on the spot, and though she was buried. And then St. Bibiana, which is the feast of today, was eventually tortured in all kinds of ways and then martyred. Now, that's why I don't say it's in the year 363, unless it was by that insidious, lecherous, worthless demon, Julian the Apostate, the nephew of St. Constantine, who left the church because he wanted more money. And eventually, he too died a horrible, horrible death, but not from anybody else, but from God himself, who put him to an end. In the meantime, St. Bibiana and her sister were buried, and eventually they were placed in a reliquary and an altar in the church that bears her name, St. Bibiana, in Rome. And of course, many, many others were killed by Julian the Apostate, and before him, Diocletian, before Constantine, converted and turned the empire into a Catholic empire. But you see, life for us who follow Christ, and life for the church, is never to be easy. So here the church was official, and it was the official religion of the empire. And then what happens? All of a sudden, the demon sets forth one heretic after another, beginning with Arius, the arch-heretic priest from Alexandria in Egypt, who was the enemy of St. Alexander of Alexandria and St. Athanasius of Alexandria. So there is never peace. So if you expect peace today or any other time, you're wrong. You're never going to see it. The only peace that can be achieved by us is inside our soul, by being in obedience to Christ and to his commandments, to his church. And then, of course, we will have peace. But we also will have many difficulties, many sufferings. And so it is to be. And of course, in the last few days, you have noticed that it has become increasingly difficult for me to navigate, but I still was able to do it with the help of several parishioners to put up the magnificent Belen from Spain, the Bethlehem that reminds us of the birth of Christ, of the glory of Christ, who came. And basically, nobody else could care less. They're all going about their business, just like today. We have all kinds of wonderful things going on in the church, and nobody else could care less. They're all going about their business. And some will eventually convert, some will not. And that's the way it is. Not everyone is called to enter the kingdom of heaven. But anyway, knowing that things were getting not better but worse, I asked for an MRI, and the MRI showed that I fractured two more of my vertebrae right above where I was operated on several years ago. So now I have to see if God wants a miracle or if I will have to be under surgery again. But last time, of course, Father Deacon was here and he helped me with everything. And 3 days after my operation, I was back on the altar. So I hope that I will be again back on the altar 3 days after my operation. Of course, that may mean that there will be a couple of days when we just have the rosary or something else. But we can only do what we can do. And that's the way it is. But that's what we need to do in order to be able to go back to normal and function normally. And hopefully I will not have any more furniture polish in my bathtub or glass polish on my floor that makes it slick and makes me fall. And you know, you can be very good and even holy, and you can still be very foolish and do kinds of things that you should not do. And that's the way it is. And the rest of us have to suffer. And of course, when we suffer, we do so if we are in good shape spiritually. We offer it for reparation for sin, for the whole church, and for this parish and shrine. And of course, many of my prayers go to my God, children in Christ, Father Deacon Aaron Zanka, and Brother Jake Woods at the seminary in Dilwyn. And so, of course, they want me to come up there and retire there. But I have no plans of retiring yet. And so we will see what happens. But of course, everyone's help is needed. So please try to be as helpful as possible. I remind you, as long as the nativity scene is here in the altar, there will be nobody inside the altar rail but me and maybe one or two of the acolytes. And today I will continue to give communion from the throne as we have been recently, not because of my own comfort, because there is no comfort. It hurts when I'm sitting, it hurts when I'm standing, it hurts when I'm laying in bed. It's all the time. And so, and I offer it up. But we do not want any kind of accidents with the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. That is the reason why I'm here. No priest, no Mass. No Mass, no Eucharist. And so we need to be here for Christ our Lord, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.